Ah, yes. I've often said that I got no problem with electric vehicles, and I think we have to move in that direction. But I think it should be purely, you know, there should be no mandates to, you know, be electric by blah, 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 or anything like that. Let the market decide. If you produce a product that we like, you know, that we'd be great with one. I agree with Dakota. I caught in the last two transmissions that, you know, when you get to that battery replacement life. But, you know, that's a killer. So leasing, yeah. We'd be perfect for it. 90% of our trips are 5-10 miles. You know, if you can keep it in a garage that doesn't get, you know, frigid cold, I'm thinking, you know, I'd never buy gas again. Yeah, I mean, I have my electric bill go up. You know, but my two biggest problems are, one, mandates, you know, to force us to get there at some certain particular point in time. You know, if people don't want them, people don't want them. Make a product we want, and then, you know, then they'll take off on their own. And the second thing is the infrastructure. That's the biggest one for me. Of all these problems, infrastructure to support this. If, let's say, we did get switched over mandatory and everybody has to be driving electric or something like that, how in the hell would this infrastructure support that? And that's just crazy. Anyhow, who gets it next? I think, Anthony, you were cheated because you just said we're talking about electric cars and you didn't get the comment. So I'll throw it to you, and then you can figure it out.